Welcome to the show called Compassion Bikini. Tonight we have three amazing, terrific teens on our show. Their names are Joe, Nick, and Jack. So before we begin the show, for all the guests who are interested, please call in. The number is 347-637-3220. So if you're listening and if you have any questions, you may call in. The number is 347-637-3220. So here is a little bit introduction of our three awesome guests. The first guest is Joe. Joe, can you tell us what grade you're in?
I'm in 11th grade and... I'm in 11th grade.
What school?
Ramsey High School.
What sport do you play?
I wrestle.
Awesome. Nick?
Hello. I am in 10th grade, and I also go to Ramsey High School, and I am a swimmer.
And Jack?
Hi, I'm Jack. I'm also in 10th grade, and I also go to Ramsey High School, and I play golf.
So here we have three amazing teams. But before we start, let's go into the mindfulness meditation for today. Today's mindfulness meditation is brought to you by Mount Kilimanjaro. New moon is here, and this is the time for reflection, meditations, and setting new intentions, inviting the healing energy in to venture out by going inward. Life in general is about climbing the peaks of prosperity or experiencing the valleys of well-being. You can pick a valley, a grassland, or a mountain peak. Whatever you pick, make it good and make it great. Do you find yourself complaining about things that you cannot change? Unhappiness with the general outlooks of life? Or is your mind finding excuses? Such as, what if this happened? But if that won't happen, we know that ifs and buts are the junk food that feeds anxiety, causes stressful minds, and elevated fears to the soul. Before we hike up to mountain everlasting happiness and health, let's pack three tips in our sacks. One, take action. Inhale a deep breath and step forward into the path of greatness. In order to be great, we must trust, begin, start, and take action in moving in that direction. Great thinkers and doers have to take risks. They live by the passion that moves them forward into the bliss of life. Remember, It is the success that you have to be concerned with and not the failure. When you are successful, you will take on more responsibilities because you are using more than 80% of your mind to balance time, commitment, to hold your greatness. This entails a lot of compassion for self, others, to make this world a better place. 2, tune in. Time to go inward reflection and meditate. Find the joys of falling short and peace in the storm of disappointment. Ask, how can I be better? What other positive options may there be? This is the only time for you to pause, to breathe, to have clear thoughts, and be careful with your expectations. The rainbow of opportunities will shine and flow rapidly, that you won't have time to take it easy or be lazy later. Thus, be careful, tend the repairs of your wound, tune the tools of your emotion, and tone out all the negativities that does not serve for your highest good. 3, appreciate the tools of trials and triumphs. We can always take the shortcuts, do the quick fixes, or hitch a ride on a jet plane to the summit. Unfortunately, these do not teach us or prepare us for major tribulations ahead. Gaining the valuable skills are the teaching tools that prepare us for the future emergency. Knowing the triumphs and the trials of the peaks and the valleys that gives us the tools of wisdom to experience life fully. I encourage you to take the scenic route. Savor the sweetness of success. Cherish the time of triumph and trials along the way. There will be sunlight that shines your path. And this is Kim with the mindfulness meditation. I will see you on the trails. And remember, breathe deeply, experience the greatness within you, and go find your own rainbow in spirit and strength. So, that was about compassion and about being great. So I am so grateful and glad that I have this opportunity to be right here, right now, to have 3 amazing teams on the show. And the goal of this show is to inspire all the teams out there when you find yourself in trials and tribulations. Remember this show, because this show will also give you ideas and keys on how to breathe deeply and also inspire you to become great. Each one of these special teenagers are here because as military families, we all have a parent who have to serve the military. So we have a teen here who his father has passed away. We also have another teen here who his father is deployed. And then we also have the third teen here who is from a family, from a divorced family. So these 3 teens are just, I can't describe enough how amazing they are. So let's get down to the interview. So our goal here is to have fun, right? And to be yourself and to spread compassion. So Joe, tell me, what is your definition of compassion?
I'd say it's something that you love and something that you live for. And you don't really care what other people think about it. And it's just something that you do and you don't care who knows about it, I guess.
Okay. And then what advice would you give to the future generation regarding how to bring about compassion in their life? Because actually, you're one of the teens that your father passed away. So how do you bring compassion within yourself to become such a great role model?
I have to say that history repeats itself. The way it does that, it's like it just repeats itself in different ways. Not with just, you won't do it over and over again, but
mm-hmm.
other people have done it before you, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, go back and look at what other people have done, because you can learn so much from that and things like that.
So what have you learned? What did you learn about compassion? What have you learned about compassion?
Yeah, find something that you're compassionate about. That's for sure. You can't just have nothing. There's something that you have to have, something you have to fill.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And Nick? Go ahead. And Nick, and you're one of the teens, and your father is deployed right now. So how do you do it? How do you find compassion? And what is your meaning of compassion?
Well, my meaning of compassion is performing random acts of kindness to random people. It doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter what you do, whether you say something or do something. It means more if it's to somebody for no reason at all than if it's to a specific person for a particular reason.
Mm-hmm. And what advice would you give to the younger kids who have parents who are deployed, especially young boys, because I have young boys. So what advice would you give to my little 10-year-old, 12-year-old, and as a mother?
Life will continue no matter what happens, so you just have to stand strong and persevere, and it's just a period in time. Everything will continue afterwards. And you decide how you are. You set how you are, not your misfortunes or your fortunes.
Wow. And Jack. So Jack, talk to us about compassion. What is your definition of compassion? And
My definition of compassion is showing sympathy and pity to any and every person you cross paths with, or having a kind heart and doing selfless acts to a random person. It doesn't mean you have to be best friends or even acquaintances with the person. It could be a random person on the street or a homeless person. Just showing that you care about people in general is compassion in my eyes.
And you've gone through a lot of trials and tribulation in your recent years. So how do you overcome all these trials and tribulations? What have you learned from the trials and tribulations? And what can you spread or teach other teens who are going through some trials and tribulations right now?
Just to know that there will be a point where you think the world is crashing down before your eyes and that life doesn't seem worth living. But the pain and hurt is just a rough patch in the most precious gifts of all, which is life. And that you have to push through, because when the hurt is gone and all that is left is utter bliss, you'll be glad you pushed through, and all the people who love you will be too.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. See what I mean? These teens are so awesome. Hey, is that the word nowadays for teen is awesome? Do you guys use that word? Or is that something like old people like me use? Huh?
I think we use that.
What? Come on, talk to me. What's a hip term? Like, ooh, yeah, you awesome. You don't say that, right? What do you say? Yeah, you go. Come on.
You got swag.
You got swag. Oh, I like that. Is that how you say it? You got swag?
Yeah.
Okay, so as we are spreading compassion and tips, so here we go. If you have all the money in the world, if you could do anything you want, because, you know, part of compassion is finding your passion, and each one of you have a passion that you love to do because it's spreading love and kindness to the world. So, Nick, if you, I know that you love to play games and application on the phone. What would be one of the application that kids could download on their phone to spread compassion?
Well, I was thinking about an application that randomly gives you two choices. You choose one of them. Every day it gives you two choices. You choose one of them. And it will, one choice will be an act that you have to perform, an act of kindness to a random person. The other one will be something you have to say. So you can choose one or the other, and you do this every day. You turn your phone on or whatever. You get your app, and then you go to this, and it'll give you your two options. You choose one, and that day you have to perform that act of kindness to a random person. And I believe it means more when it is to a random person.
Thank you. And Jack here loves music, pretty talented as far as music. So what kind of music would you write? What kind of lyrics would you want to share? Turn on your creativity. What would it be? Give me some rhythm.
Definitely not like a breakup song or anything like that. It would be like an upbeat, like a party song, showing that it's like happy and that you don't have to go back to like all these sad things, and that just because one thing is putting you down doesn't mean the rest of your day and the rest of your life has to be determined by that one thing. So like, I don't know, like a lyric.
Like give me a beat. Like yeah, give me like something like doom doom doom.
You know, like
yeah, like
party.
Yeah, like partying. Like what? Like give me a beat. Would it be a disco beat? Would it be like a rap beat? Come on. You have rhythm. Show me your rhythm. Like what would be some beat? We're having fun here. Come on.
Like,
teach me.
Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
Wait, not Miley Cyrus? Okay, I'm Okay, give me a beat. Come on, Jack. Give me a beat.
I don't know.
What would you, you're a drummer. Like, come on, let's tap the table. I mean, I am so not into beats, so you got to help me here, Jack. Come on.
You're doing a pretty good job.
Okay, so what would it be? A rap music, a country song?
Oh,
rap?
Definitely not.
Not country? Oh, okay. So give me some lyrics.
Party
like,
song.
Okay, party song. Give me some lyrics. Come on.
I don't know.
Would it be some music that I could play in my yoga studio,
no.
maybe?
No way.
Oh, darn.
We having too much fun in there.
So what, give me some of the lyrics. What, to spread compassion. How do you spread love? Give me some love. Give me some ideas.
I don't know, like, if you've ever heard, like, Jack Johnson or Dave Matthews, like, those type of songs with, like, a twist of some crazy, like, party song. Like, it would be in between, like, both of those combined, something chill and relaxing, but still has an upbeat to it, so you don't just get bored of the song.
So what is the whole song? What would the title be?
Party in the His Owl.
Partying in His House. Oh.
I don't know. Party in the His Owl.
His Owl? Okay, what's His Owl? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm learning a lot of slang tonight. Yeah. Okay, Joe, the creative one, who loves to read, what books would you write? Oh, by the way, Oprah, if you're listening, here is a really talented author.
I guess I'd write about my life experiences and what has happened to me, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I've been through quite a bit. With, not only did my dad die, before that, my mother and my father divorced
mm-hmm.
when I was very young.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'd write about that, and I guess I grew up a little rougher than most kids, so I've grown from that, and I guess I grew up a little faster than most kids did, because, I don't know, I just did, felt like I had to, so
uh-huh.
I'd write about my experiences and how they affected me, or it'd be very singular.
Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Okay, so Oprah, I hope you're hearing this, because here's an awesome teen who could bring lots and lots of inspiration. So, all right, Are there anything else that we could, like, okay, $1 million. What would you do with $1 million? You cannot spend it on your family, and you cannot spend it for you, and you cannot spend it on material things. $1 million. How? What would you do?
What do you mean by you can't spend it on material things?
You can't go buy a car. You can't buy a car. You have $1 million. What are you going to do with this $1 million? So, oh, by the way, if Michelle Obama is listening and you want to know how amazing these teens are, I suggest you should tune in, by the way. Go ahead. $1 million. Let's go. Anybody? Anybody? Come on. Joe? Jack? Nick? $1 million. Don't tell me I stopped you.
Donate a portion of it, and I don't know what to do with the rest.
You donate a portion. What would 50%? What would that charity be?
I don't know. Like something that helps people who have helps. Okay, donate 50% to stop child starvation. The other 50% can be donated to an organization that helps fight chronic diseases.
Awesome. Jack?
Mine would be an organization a program or like a series of things that show kids that have the same situation that most of us do here, that even if something bad happened, there's still something good waiting out there, and like something fun, not something boring to sit around and, yeah, donate food and give money to people that need it and people that are less fortunate, because there's stuff that's been bad in my life, but there's still been great things, like living overseas and meeting great people, and give kids the opportunities like that, that something bad happened but still didn't have much to live for in the beginning, to show that there is something to live for after all.
Wow. And Joe?
I'd probably import a good portion to it to helping the environment, just because this is where we live, and we put a lot of toxins into it.
Mm-hmm.
Not just toxins, but we take a lot of life out of it. I'm not saying I'm going to go chain myself to a tree or anything like that,
uh-huh.
But, you know, just that we need to improve where we're living.
Okay. So what would be one motto that you live by? What's one motto that all three of you live by?
Wait, all three of us have the same?
No. Each one of you live by. But what would be that one-liner? What would be that one-liner? Life is great for me. That's mine, by the way. Can't use that one.
Life is great for me?
That's mine. Life is great for me.
Oh.
Okay, come on. You are all amazing. Joe, you look like you got it. Tell me.
To understand your own opinion, you should understand others' opinion before.
Oh, so
So it's like simpler way to say it is, if you're having an argument with somebody, understand their argument before you, so that you can support your own more and you know where they're coming from, I guess.
Nice. Jack.
You have to help yourself before you can help others.
Ooh, awesome, Nick.
Stand strong and don't quit.
Wow. Okay, so we are so fortunate to have these three amazing teens here. And behind these three amazing teens are also three incredible women who support these teams. Are there anything that you want to say to your amazing mom or sister? You know, without them, I wouldn't be here to meet all you guys. So for me, I'm very, very grateful that I had an opportunity to meet each and one of your mom and your sister. Because without them, you wouldn't be here. And you wouldn't make my life so awesome. And each one of you make my life incredible. And if I have to leave you with one thing, you make a difference in my life, each and every one of you. You inspire me. So sometimes I just want you to always remember that. So anything you want to say to your mom?
I love you, Mommy.
Nick?
Thank you, Mom, for making me who I am. I'd probably say thank you to my sister Erin for just saying thank you, because I wouldn't be here without her, because I live with her. So thank you.
Awesome. So, okay, so we have 4 minutes left. And, you know, so people have been having this misconception of what yoga is about, and all three of you guys have done yoga with me. So how would you describe yoga? Like, what is yoga?
The most painful experience ever.
Oh, wow. Really? Well, okay, let's just not go there. I want to have more people in my yoga studio, not to scare them away. Oh, by the way, it's really interesting and it's really fun, okay? Painful? Okay.
Just don't call her ma'am. She'll freak out on you.
So, any last comments, advice, what you want to talk to me? So, the world is listening. What do you want to share? What do you want to share? What do you want to tell the world? What? Go ahead.
I didn't have anything.
What do you want to say? So what are you going to, okay, you guys are going to college in a couple years. What do you want to be when you go to college? What do you want to major in? Do you know?
Biology, environmental science.
What do you like? What do you like?
I haven't thought that far ahead.
Music, definitely. Me, like a music teacher and instructor.
Music instructor?
Mm-hmm.
And drum?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So for those of you who've been listening, I really hope you enjoy the show. So for our last 3 minutes of the show, we will still record. We'll have a good time. For those of you who are listening to archives, you can always come back to Blog Talk Radio to listen to the archives. So can we have some fun here and just talk teenage talk? So what is the hip latest thing in 2012 for teens? Music, book, anything?
Definitely not books. You know.
Anything? What tip? Come on, 2012, because you know this is going to be archived, so then if they ever listen to the show, they say, 2012, what was it in 2012? So what's amazing about 2012?
New beginnings.
New beginnings. 2012. What's so amazing? What rock?
I don't know. It's another year.
2012 can be the same as last year, or it can be better than last year. It depends on what you make it. But otherwise,
boring.
Wow. Okay, so we have 90 seconds to go, and thank you so much for all the listeners who are out there, and I really hope that you do listen to the archives and check out your Facebook and continue to tweet if you like the show. All right, so any last minute thoughts? Anything? Anything?
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Anything?
Can I ask you a quick question?
Oh, yes! Finally! Yay! Go ahead. Ask me a question. Make it PG, okay? All right. Make it good. Make it PG.
When do I get a real massage?
To be? Find out later. Anything else? No question? No, nothing? That's it? That's all? Okay. Well, countdown. So thank you, listeners. I really hope you enjoy the show. So I just want to thank you, my... Wait. I just want to thank you, my awesome guest today. Thank you so much, Joe. Thank you so much, Nick. And thank you so much, Jack. Okay, so the recording is done. We're off in the air. Okay, anything else?
Wait, are we still on air? It's gone.